Previously on Twin Peaks.
Then you're gonna put me to work this afternoon behind the perfume counter. Does that help to clear things up for you?
So, where do I start?
Washing dishes will be fine.
Donna, it's Maddie. I found a tape in a hiding place. I'll meet you and James tomorrow and bring a tape recorder.
Now, why would an apartment dweller like Jacques buy 50 gallons of heating oil?
To heat a log cabin.
What did you see that night?
Two men, two girls, screams.
We'll give Josie one last chance to sell tomorrow.
You do realize the risk if anyone sees us.
Don't touch me. Don't come near me, Leo. Don't make me leave. Please. Don't make me leave.
Audrey, you're a high school girl. I'm an agent of the FBI.
So do you want me to leave or what?
What I want and what I need are two different things, Audrey. When a man joins the Bureau, he takes an oath to uphold certain values. Values that he's sworn to live by. This is wrong, Audrey. We both know it.
Like me?
I like you very much. You're beautiful, intelligent, desirable. You're everything that a man wants in his life. But what you need right now, more than anything else, is a friend. Someone who'll listen.
Friends, huh?
Now, I'm gonna go down and get us two malts and some fries downstairs. Then I want you to tell me all your troubles.
I could take all night.
Night is young. Now, I'm gonna get the food, and you're gonna get dressed.
I can't tell you all my secrets.
Secrets are dangerous things, Audrey.
Do you have any? Laura had a lot of secrets.
Finding those out is my job.
Good morning, Officer Brennan. I sure wish you would stop calling me Officer Brennan.
Officer Andy, this is peak activity time at the station switchboard. So it's really not convenient for me to talk right now. Twin Peaks Sheriff Station, may I help you? One moment, please. Dr. Stanichek? Yes, it's me. Oh. Uh-huh. Well, thank you, doctor. No, I'm fine. Bye.
Morning, Lucy. Heard you were out sick yesterday.
I'm much better today, thanks.
Religiosa, commonly known as the Hill Miner. Native to Southeast Asia, Indonesia. Feeds on fruit, mainly, some invertebrates. Its ability to mimic the human voice is amazing.
Yeah, well, so far we haven't heard a peep. Hey, Waldo, what's up?
It says here that mimicry is a kind of play with the miner.
This one's in a weakened condition. Starved, dehydrated. I'd say he's feeling anything but playful. Here you go, little fella. You want to feed him, Agent Cooper?
I don't like birds.
When do you think he'll start talking again?
Well, according to the book, his urge to mimic should return with his good health.
Well, if it does, then we've got a witness.
Well, we better keep feeding him. You got any apples?
Yeah, there's some in the bottom of the fridge.
These grapes are right on the edge.
These just came in from your office.
Forensics confirms that Jacques Renault had three guests to his cabin. Laura Palmer, Ronette Pulaski, and Leo Johnson.
It's the only exposed negative on that roll of film, Harry. Look familiar?
That's our Waldo.
No, Harry, the girl. That's Laura.
Well, now we know who and when. We don't know why.
Voice activated, Harry. When the bird talks, maybe we'll get some answers. And Albert confirmed that this matches the fragment found in Laura's stomach.
$1,000 chip from one-eyed Jack's.
Jacques Renault's working there. He's dealing in the casino.
Well, I think a little field work is in order.
Jack's over the border, a little out of our jurisdiction.
Well, I know that, Harry. That's why I was thinking this would be a good job for the bookhouse boy.
Boy, Leo's waiting.
I called you, but your dad answered. I didn't know what to say.
Bobby's here, baby. Bobby's here.
I shot him, Bobby. I know I did. He just screamed and screamed. He sounded like an animal.
You what? Slow down, Shelly. Talk to me.
He's out there. I know he is. He's gonna kill me. Bobby, he's gonna kill me.
Shelly. Start over. Go real slow.
Leo came home late last night. He was all beat up. He had blood all over him. I told him I was never, ever gonna let him hurt me again. But he came at me. So I pulled the trigger. I shot him, Bobby. What am I gonna do? Where am I gonna hide?
Shelley, Leo Johnson is history. Understand? I'm taking care of you from now on. I'm gonna deal with Leo. I'm gonna deal with James. Bobby's gonna deal with everything.
What's up, Doc? Just a few words before I go to sleep. I feel like I'm gonna dream tonight. Big bad ones, you know? The kind you like. It's easier talking into the recorder. I guess I feel I can say anything. My secrets. The naked ones. I know you like those, Doc. I know you like me, too. That'll be my little secret, okay? Just like your coconut. Why is it so easy to make men like me? And I don't even have to try very hard. Maybe it was harder.
This one's empty.
February 23rd, night Laura died.
Tape's not in there.
He must still have it. I mean, she died. He never returned it.
God, do you think Dr. Jacoby killed her?
We're gonna find that tape. Tonight.
Where?
Jacoby's office.
What if he's there?
We'll get him out.
How?
Maybe he gets a phone call from Laura.
What's up, Doc? Just a few words before I go to sleep. I feel like I'm gonna dream tonight.
Here, try this. It smells like a florist.
This won't do. I want something more fruity.
Fruity?
As in fruit.
Could I see you in my office in 5 minutes?
Shh. I'm not making myself clear. I want a scent that makes a statement.
Maybe you should try hanging it around your neck. It's a perfume, it's a fashion accessory. Two statements for the price of one.
I don't appreciate your attitude.
Well, thank you for shopping Horn's department store. I'm gonna use a little girl's room. Bad accident outside. It sounded like a bus or something.
Mm-hmm.
This is for you, Jenny. A reward for a job well done. It's a unicorn. Ancient symbol of purity. Tamed only by the young at heart.
Wow, a unicorn.
Jenny, you had a good time at the club last week, didn't you?
Yeah, I had a great time, Mr. Bannis.
They were very pleased with you as well, I must say. They'd like you to continue. And believe me, Jenny, not many girls qualify.
Really?
Yes. Now, the variety of work is completely up to you. Hostess, cocktail waitress, or, if you are chosen, hospitality girl.
What's that?
Hospitality girls escort important guests, VIPs. It's a lucrative opportunity, Jenny. Attending to wealthy men in need of a little company.
That sounds cool, as long as you're wealthy.
Jenny, your attitude will take you far in this life. Call this number. Ask for Black Rose. Now, why don't we make a trip to evening wear and find you something elegant?
Elegant sounds great, Mr. Bannis. Elegant.
How do you feel about green
prison, you remember faces from home. They all seem like friends somehow, even the ones you barely knew. It's like something to hang on to, I guess.
Must have been hard on you.
I paid my debt, that's what counts. You know, you were a really big help around here. I want to thank you for that, for getting Norma through.
You're welcome, Hank. It's no problem.
She told me in her letters how much it meant and how much Pete helped.
Pete?
Not Pete.
Oh, no, you mean Ed.
Yeah, Big Ed.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm a little better at faces than names, I guess.
Oh.
Yeah, Big Ed.
Go there.
Hello, Hank.
Hi, Harry. Glad to see me. You're looking for free lunch. I recommend meatloaf.
Save it. I'm looking for you.
Harry, I'm innocent.
What you are is on parole, Hank. That means pay your case officer a visit once a week, Fridays. You miss a visit, go to jail. Got it?
Thanks for the reminder, Sheriff. Stop in any time.
People really change, Cooper? I don't.
Oh, afternoon, guys. Would you like some coffee?
Afternoon, Shelley, yes.
Well, we should be on our way.
Harry, I'm gonna let you in on a little secret. Every day, once a day, give yourself a present. Don't plan it, don't wait for it, just let it happen. Could be a new shirt at the men's store, a catnap in your office chair, or two cups of good, hot, black coffee. Like this. A present.
Like Christmas.
Nothing like a great cup of black coffee.
So did Battis get your address?
Yeah, he did.
Got mine yesterday. I'm gonna be working hostess this weekend.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Cool.
Get one of these, too?
Yeah, what am I gonna do with the horn horse?
Ditto, I bet he's got cartons of them.
He probably does.
God, Jenny, I did a really dumb thing. I lost that number that he gave me for Black Rose. Do you have it?
Yeah, I got it.
I wasn't fooling Montana.
You show him, Chet. You show all of them.
Tune in tomorrow for Invitation to Love.
Eric? I'm eating bonbons.
Come on, honey, it's not that bad.
You don't know how bad it is. You don't know all the things I was gonna do. For us.
I know.
A new TV, I was gonna do that. I already looked at a motorboat.
Sweetheart.
It wasn't just things I was gonna buy, it was a new life we were gonna lead.
Nadine, there's plenty of patent attorneys. We're just gonna have to keep on looking till we find one that understands drape runners.
Rejected. Rejected, that's what he said. Nobody else is gonna say anything different.
Nadine, don't you give up. Don't you dare.
I just got that baby back from Tim and Tom's taxidermy. When I caught him, he was this big. But I guess by the time they take the innards out and put the stuffing in, it loses something in the translation.
Yeah, well, Pete, it's still a fine-looking trophy, no matter what the size.
Well, size isn't everything, I guess.
Harry, I didn't expect you to be here. I'm late for the mill, but I'll make time for us. What's wrong?
What were you doing at the Timber Falls Motel Tuesday?
Oh, Tuesday I was at the mill.
Hawk saw you. I know you were there.
Oh, Harry.
You can tell me anything. Josie, you can tell me anything.
I was there because Ben and Catherine were there together. I followed them, and I took pictures.
What's this all about?
You asked me for proof last time, and I followed them, and I took pictures. The other night, I heard Catherine talking on the phone. Something about an accident, a fire at the mill. Fire at Andrew's mill, my mill. I'm not gonna let this happen. No.
Neither will I. Let it happen.
Well, now.
Evening, Harry. Ed, you all set?
Is that what you're wearing?
It's pretty spiffy, Cooper.
Do you like to gamble, Ed?
Well, I went to Reno once, but I never felt too lucky.
Well, you're gonna be lucky tonight. It's $10,000 of the Bureau's money. Whenever I gamble with a company stake, I always like to bring back a 10 to 15% return. How much you want to start with? How about 300? And Ed, the suit is perfect.
Well, Harry'd like to talk with you. So why don't I see you outside?
Yeah, Harry, what's on your mind?
I'm worried about Josie. She's been real afraid.
About what?
Ben Horn and Catherine Martell. Now, they've been seeing each other on the side. It's been going on for years. Josie just found out. She thinks that they're planning to burn down the sawmill and somehow get rid of her, too.
Do you believe her?
I know Ben Horn wants that land for the Ghostwood development. And I know Josie won't sell, yeah. Yeah, I believe her.
How much do you know about her? Where she's from, who she was before?
What are you getting at?
The truth, Harry. It's my job.
I know all I need to know. I love her, and she's in trouble.
It's good enough for me. Let's look into it.
Thanks.
Is Hawk ready?
Yeah, he's outside in the van. Oh, I got that brand new Cadillac you wanted.
Good. It's perfect for our car.
High rollers from the Tri-Cities.
Oral surgeon. Big spenders vacationing among the firs.
Yeah, has Agent Cooper returned yet? I need to leave another message. Tell him that Audrey called again. Yes, it's still urgent.
I'm glad you agreed to see me, Mrs. Martell.
It's quite all right.
Normally, I'd never think to impose this late.
That's fine. Now, what's this about?
Every agent is instructed 5 signatures. It's really the first thing we learn, and somehow we missed one.
Now, refresh my memory. What policy is this?
Your new life insurance. Since the binder takes effect at midnight tonight, I really had no choice. You see, just couldn't wait until tomorrow. Right here, please. Is everything in order, Mrs. Martell?
Yes, it's just... This was handled without our actually meeting each other, and I'd almost forgotten.
To be perfectly honest with you, Mrs. Martell, I withheld that last page myself.
Did you?
I have to admit, I thought it a little unusual. Life insurance and client is too busy to be involved. I mean... You did know about this policy, didn't you?
Are you suggesting that there's something irregular at work here?
I certainly never got that idea from Mrs. Packard, no. Or from Mr. Horn, for that matter, either. When he offered to collect your signatures, I thought it was fine. Just with a new account, I like to be certain to cross every T. Right here, please.
You know, I'm noticing that there are some minor changes that I asked my attorney to make that are not included in this draft. I think what I'd like to do is go over this with him on the phone in the morning and initial the changes and get the completed documents to you at that time.
If there's anything that I can do to help you with the policy or anything at all.
Are you an ambitious man, Mr. Neff?
One likes to think so.
One never knows. There may be a few T's left to cross. Good night.
Mrs. Martell? I'll see myself out.
Perfect.
Sam, why don't you open that up?
Wow, look at all this.
Oh.
I'm sorry.
There's a curly-haired wig in there. Ed is gonna work like gangbusters. And I'll help you on one of those mustaches.
You think it'll fit? I got a big head.
Okay, give it a try.
Testing 1, 2.
Our wall now. Oh, jeez.
Poor Waldo.
Casino's probably in the back. If Shock's dealing, that's where we'll find him.
Well, I'll give you the high sign and clear out.
Here comes something.
Evening, fellas. They call me Blackie.
Glad to know you, Blackie. I like your style.
Most do. First time here.
Yeah, it's our rookie season.
Well, you just think of tonight as spring training. With a little luck, you just might make the team. You look like a cop.
I'm the cop.
You look like Cary Grant. Got a name?
Barney and Fred, just in from the Tri-Cities.
Well, Fred, what's your line?
Own a gas station. I'm an oral surgeon.
Oh, I got a Chevy parked out back with a serious root canal problem. You want to take a look?
Well, I was hoping you might need a little gum work. Because I'd sure like to get a look under your hood.
Fred's okay.
Fred's a prince.
So, boys, what's your pleasure?
Cards, dice.
For starters?
Casino's that way. This might just be your lucky night.
Luck has nothing to do with it.
Not bad, is it? Not bad at all.
Hawk, we have a small casino room with the usual games of chance. Bars at the far end, and there are stairs to who knows where. Looks like everybody's having a good time.
No sign of Jacques, no. Ed's gonna head over to the craps table. I'm gonna play some blackjack. Ed, let's gamble.
You simply have got to teach me some of these incredible songs.
Incredible.
So, Jerry, maybe you'd like to take some of our guests down to the dining room.
I'll be with you in half a tick.
You should have seen them at this tour of the site.
The trees, Ben.
Jerry.
They worship them.
Jerry.
I caught a couple of them hugging pine.
Jerry.
No kidding.
When are they signing the contracts?
This needs more pecan. They're ready, Ben. They're poised with their pen in their hands.
Mm-hmm. Yeah? So what's the catch?
More fun. Signing party. They want to finalize the deal at One-Eyed Jack's.
How'd they find out about Jack's?
I take full responsibility.
Uh-huh. Jerry. Get him back on the van.
Okay, everybody back in the van! Road trip!
Hello.
Is she there?
I just came back. She's gone.
We need her at the mill.
I'll get her there. Is it set for tonight?
Yes.
You shouldn't call here for a while.
I know the drill.
A shy one, are you, sweetheart?
I'm not shy.
Hester Prynne. Pretty name. Maple House in Vancouver. Roy's in Chicago. Calgary Stampede, 87 through 89. Where'd you work in Calgary, darling?
Around.
Can you give me a name?
The Lost Dude Ranch.
Big Amy's still running things out there?
Bigger and better.
Big Amos is the name of my dog. I read the Scarlet Letter in high school just like you did. Give me one good reason why I shouldn't airmail your bottom back to civilization. Sign here. Welcome to One-Eyed Jack's, Hester.
Hmm. 21 again. Another winner.
How'd you do?
Do I have to pay you back?
I will take it out of my winnings. Care to sit in?
Blackjack is not my game.
Ed, can you count to 10?
On a good night.
Then you can win a blackjack.
Gentlemen, place your bets.
Jock, is it?
That's me.
Jade, here's to old times. Should old acquaintance be forgot?
Aloha.
Hey, what's up, Doc? I feel like I'm in a dream tonight. Big bad one.
Do you know? The kind you like?
Who is this?
Who do you think it is, silly? I want to see you.
You're not Laura.
Okay, Doc.
First thing you have to do is go to the door.
Go on. There's something waiting for you. Sparkwood and 21 in 10 minutes.
You think he bought it?
I think so. I think he did. Okay, wait here for us.
Goodbye, Jade.